welcome to this episode of Gin and Tonic Tavern Talk, where today we're going to discuss a topic that made me so angry that I made a Twitter account. Have you ever used the experience point system through a longer term campaign and felt like the higher the levels were, the faster the levels came, strictly using the experience point system, assuming you tried to stick to the correct number of encounters per day? You ever notice that it feels like you gotta work harder for those early levels, and then later on it falls apart, or slows, like the levels are just coming faster and faster and faster? That's because the system is... there's no rhyme or reason. It makes no fucking sense. And I cut numbers. I went down a rabbit hole here. So, get from level 1 to level 2, you need 300 experience points. Level 2 to 3, you need 600. So we go 3 to 4. This is individually per character, and it is on top of your previous amount. This is how much you need to earn to get that next level as a single character. Clarify that before I keep going. 3 to 4, you need 1,800, so we just tripled there. Then 4 to 5, you need 3,800. We just went up by 2,000. 5 to 6 is 7,500. 6 to 7 is 9,000. 7 to 8 is 11,000. 8 to 9 is 14,000. 9 to 10 is 16,000. 10 to 11 is 21,000.
That's a bit of a jump.
That's a bit of a jump up. That's a 5,000 point jump from the previous one. But what gets really interesting is after you reach, you gain that extra, another 21,000 experience, to reach level 12, you only need 15,000. Then levels 13 and 14, you'll only need 20,000. Level 15 requires 25,000. Level 16, you need 30,000. Level 17, you need 30,000. And then level 17, level 18, level 19, and level 20 are all the same at 40,000 more experience points.
That's a buttload.
That is a buttload. But at each of these levels, that it stays the same. So 13 and 14 is 20,000. And then 16 and 17 are 30,000. And 18, 19, and 20 are all 40,000. The problem with that is that at each of those levels, the players got stronger. So because the players got stronger, you either need to throw more monsters and challenges at them, or you need to throw bigger challenges at them. Those bigger challenges, if you're using the experience point system, give more experience. So it speeds up the process.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought I was crazy, and then across my social media skimmings one day, an article caught my eye from ThinkDM. And it's titled, Is D&D's XP Valley Killing Campaigns? And they do a wonderful breakdown of a whole lot of stuff in the article. I really recommend it. But I'm going to look at the lovely little chart that they designed where it explains if you, as a level 1 character, fought a CR1 monster, what percent of your experience points bar would be filled to reach the next level? And then at level 2, you'd face a CR 2, level 3, CR 3, so on and so forth. So at level 1, it will fill up 67% of your experience point bar just by facing one CR1 creature by yourself.
Oh,
level
sweet.
2, it'll fill 75%. Level 3, it'll fill 39%. Level 4 is 29%. Level 5 is 24%. Level 6 is 26%, level 7, 26%, level 8, 28%, level 9, 31%, level 10, 28%, Level 11 is 48%, 12 is 42, 13 is 50%, 14 is 46%, 15 is 43%, 16 is 50%, 17 is 45%, 18 is 50%, and 19 is 44%.
Those numbers are a little back and forth.
Those numbers are a little back and forth, and for those of you that are absolutely confused, I had to read this a couple times to understand it myself. What that's saying is that level 1 and 2, you're gonna, like, it's gonna fill up really quickly. But then it drops to 39% for level 3. And then it drops into the low 20s, and it stays there, rising up into the high 20s all the way from, or stays between, or stays under 39% all the way to level 10. And then we go from 28% up to 48% for level 11. And then after that, from 11 all the way to 19, it's filling between 42 and 50% of the bar, just in one creature having one encounter. So, for those of you that are then going to start screaming about the adventuring day, I'm aware of the adventuring day, where you are supposed to have 5 to 6 encounters per adventuring day. So per, like, from one long rest to the next, you're supposed to squeeze in these 5 encounters. A medium encounter is around the way you're supposed to calculate the CR system, if I recall correctly, is you take the total number of, or you take all the party levels, add them up, and divide and average it. So divide by the number of players. If everyone in your party is the same level, say everyone's level 4, then a CR4 encounter will fill that bar. Or is appropriate, sorry. So if you're having 5 to 6 of these every single day, you will wind up filling that bar for everyone in your party, assuming you have less than 6 or less people in your party, which I think most groups do. So you're gonna fill up that bar really quickly when it's not 50% for a single adventuring day. Oh, I can't remember the YouTuber, but he worked out, if you followed the adventuring day to the letter and did not stop, you could go from level 1 to level 20 in like 36 days.
That's...
it's just...
yeah.
It's... the experience point system is a mess. Could you imagine sending your kid to high school and they come back a month and a half later and they're like, oh yeah, I'm the president of the UN now.
And I know everything.
I speak 14 languages. 6 of them are dead.
Yeah.
So, the experience point system is a mess.
Slightly.
Absolutely.
Yes. I was trying to be nice.
And I reached out to Jeremy Crawford on Twitter about this, which is why I made a Twitter account, and he still hasn't gotten back to me like a month later, so I mean, he could just be a very busy person, or he could be spiting me for being a tiny little Twitter feed that he doesn't care about. I mean, it could be a little bit of both, but you know, whatever. I don't think they have a good answer. I think that they've picked some numbers and went with it. There should be a reasonable progression, because if people want to play a high level campaign, they'll just make high level characters. What a lot of one shots wind up being, you know, build a 10th level this or a 15th level that, so you bring these really crazy characters and you get to play them out and try them. So for the people that want that experience, they'll just start later, like the people who start at level 1 versus level 3.
Yeah.
So it needs an overhaul. I'm working on looking at those numbers. It is a daunting task. I feel bad for whoever I'm crapping all over their work, but your work makes no sense. Now, I'm going to bet there were outside forces that stopped it, because I worked it out, and if you kept on, like, a simple progression of, like, doubling the amount, it was, like, 2 million experience. You needed 2 million experience points to reach level 20. So I get why they didn't do that either. 1.5 might work better, but... Alright. Yeah. So from there, I would highly recommend... you guys use a chapter leveling system, and we'll go into that in another episode. So stay tuned for that one. I think we've rambled on long enough, and I've yelled and screamed about the experience point system.
And Twitter.
I have nothing against Twitter. Twitter's done nothing wrong. Please sponsor us. Twitter is just a medium. It's not Twitter's fault that Mr. Crawford didn't bother getting back to me.
Yeah, true.
The Great Crawdaddy is a very busy man.
Maybe if you call him that, he'll answer.
Please don't sue me, Mr. Crawford.
Yeah.
I jest. It's a big undertaking, but I really think it could have been done better. But that's just my opinion. You know, maybe you love the experience point system, and if you do, keep using it, because
at least somebody can do it. Yeah.
But that's enough ranting for this episode. Thank you again for listening.
And we'll see you next time.